Today is Wednesday, June 12th, 2024. And I know I have not podcasted for like 3 weeks, something like that. Yeah, May 24th. I guess it was 3 weeks ago. Oh, I see. And I never do this. There's a comment on the last episode. Oh, isn't that nice? It's from Dave in Texas. Happy birthday. I'm loving my new iPad. Yay, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you for the birthday wishes. That is true. I did have a birthday since the last podcast. I turned 60 on May 29th. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say next. But that's not the majority of this podcast. I'm going to get to that later. But Dave in Texas, thank you so much for the birthday wishes. That was very nice. So on Monday, Apple started their annual WWDC, which stands for Worldwide Developers Conference. And generally during these conferences, they do not introduce new hardware. It's all about the software. It's all about the operating systems. So Tim Cook started. I mean, there was a really cool airplane scene at the beginning, that I thought was really good. And then Tim Cook chatted about this, that, and the other, whatever. And then he introduced an update to Apple TV Plus, all the new shows that are coming out soon. They're finally getting some, some programming or some movies and series that I like. Like, I really did like Palm Royale. So, that was Christian Wiig. That's probably why. But anyway, so he talked about the updates coming to Apple TV Plus, and then they had a little update to Vision OS, Vision OS 2, which is for the Vision Pro mask thing. You know, I don't really care about that, so I didn't even really write anything down or pay attention to it. I just know they had an update for that. I don't think much new is coming to that. And then they moved on to the phone. Okay, so far that's Apple TV Plus and Vision OS. Now they have iOS for the iPhone. iOS 18 is coming. And there's several, cool things coming for that. There's the new control center, new privacy stuff, lots of new stuff in messages. And rearranging, this is the one thing I did like about this, or that I think it will be cool, is on your home screen, you can move the icons anywhere you want on the screen based on your picture that you have. If you have a personalized picture on your home screen, you could move the icons around so that you can see the picture when the iPhone comes on. And you can use the same layout in home screen and where all the icons are, I don't even know what that's called. Anyway, so you can, what is the word I'm thinking of? Organize better or rearrange the, I think they called them tiles on the home screen. So anyway, there's that. As I said, control center, there's new privacy stuff, new messages, new mail organization things, couple other things. Then they had a game mode update, and I don't play games, so I didn't listen to that. Photos. I am looking forward to the new photos because they have a couple new things you can do with your photos. Definitely a big reorganization of how photos are shown in terms of, like, you know how when you go see your photos now, when you go to all photos, and it says you can sort by years, months, or days. Well, now they're taking days off and putting it in a different section. And you can still search for anything you want. But the way you can organize your photos is a little bit easier and it might make more sense to you. And, like, you can hide things like receipts or things that you scan that, you know, that aren't necessarily fun photos, but you needed to use your phone to scan them. So those can be hidden away or whatever. Let's see. Then they moved on to audio and home. And for audio, one thing I thought was interesting for the AirPods, if you have your iPhone, if you're listening to something from your iPhone and Siri pops up and says, so-and-so just texted you, would you like to hear the message? Then all you have to do is shake your head yes or turn your head no. And I thought that, and then Siri would know not to do it. I thought that was really cool. And then voice isolation is also coming to the AirPods Pro, which is another thing I kind of like because my hearing is not that great. And when you're on, if you're using your AirPods on like a phone call or something, or FaceTime or something like that, you can isolate just the voice in case there are background noises. So like when you're, let's say you're walking down the street and all those background noises, and it, if you have voice isolation turned on your AirPods Pro, it will, I don't know how, but it will somehow mute or lower the background sounds and make your voice more prominent. I'm really looking forward to that feature. So let's see. TVOS was next, and they have this, which kind of is the same thing with the AirPods. It's called Enhanced Dialogue for Vocal Clarity. Well, it's called Enhanced Dialogue, but it's so that when you are, you know how everybody these days now turns on the subtitles because it seems like, at least it seems to me, and I'm sure other people feel the same way, everything on TV now, the music is too loud in the background, and I can't isolate the voices to hear what they're saying. So I have to turn on the subtitles so that I can, you know, read what they're saying because I can't hear it. Well, supposedly in the next version of TVOS, they're having this enhanced dialogue. And if you have that turned on, then again, it will either lower, not mute, but it will little lower the background noises in this, whatever you're watching, and enhance the vocal, the spoken things. And I wrote down next to it, I love this feature. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, and that's the other thing. As I'm going through these, I'm only going to really tell you the things that I find interesting, not necessarily every update that's happening. Because of course you can go to the, you can go to the website and check out all the different features, and, or you could listen to Big Fatty, because he knows everything about what's going on. Actually, no, I'm making it, that's a joke, because this morning I was listening to Big Fatty, and he said, oh, I'm sure Archer's going to do a podcast on the WWDC. Well, actually, I had all these intentions to do it yesterday, but I'm getting ready for a trip that I'm leaving on tomorrow, and I've been doing things like laundry and getting all my stuff together and everything. So it just time got away from me yesterday, and I just didn't get it done. So I did get my stuff done today, so now I have time. Well, evening. I mean, it's almost 8 o'clock when I'm recording this. Anyway, moving on. Next is watchOS 11, and they have training load updates. They have more insights on summary, and you can customize information on the summary thing, which I don't even use that feature. They have a new health app called Vitals app, and you can see your health metrics, you know, outside of the different things that you that the watch records and stuff in a specific place. So I think that'll be interesting. New pregnancy stats. They have new ways to interact with widgets on the Smart Stack. Now, again, that's another one I do not use as the Smart Stack, but they showed how you can add like a timer. If you have a timer running, it'll be down. You can make it so that it's down in the last third of the screen so that it's on there all the time until the, you know, thing goes away. So that's one thing I really hopefully use and figure out. Then they moved on to iPadOS, and the biggest feature that is coming to iPadOS 18 is that they finally now have a calculator on the iPad. And it's a really fancy thing that you can do all kinds of math stuff, and you can use your pencil to write out in something called Math Notes, and it will calculate and stuff. And the first thing I thought of was, God damn it, why didn't they have this when I was in high school and I was in math class? I could have just written it out on my iPad and had the iPad do the calculations for me. I thought that was cool. So that's one thing I'm really looking forward to, is that new calculator and all the different things you can do with the Math Notes. Of course, I don't use my iPad, but I will update to this software if my iPads are not too old, and you know, try to use it. And then it has another thing. Oh, all the math things that were in the new Math Notes also will work in Notes. So, and then they demonstrated that. Then they have a thing called Smart Script, which is you can use your handwriting in your notes. So like it'll record you writing out with your handwriting, and then that it will like save it as a font, I guess. And then you can use the font when you're either typing or talking, I believe. So that'll be interesting. And then the last OS update is Mac OS. And, you know, every year they have a new name for the new OS. And currently it is called, Sonoma. Oh, yeah, they're going to get rid of Sonoma. And I love Sonoma. Well, the town and the wine. but this new one is called Sequoia. And lots of new updates. Pretty much all the iOS updates you're going to get. You know, you have messages updates, the map updates, the math notes, organizing. Just like this new organizing ability for Windows. And it's like, I don't know if I use this. You know how you can drag a window to the side, either the right side or the left side, and it will snap into that section. Well, now they've just broken up into four sections, four quadrants, and you drag that up to the corner and it will snap into that corner. And then you can put like a little spacer in between them so that it's not confusing. I don't know if I'll use something like that. Then they have like this new update for continuity, and it's called iPhone mirroring. Your iPhone has to be close by, but you don't have to have it, you don't have to be using it. It can just be sitting there. And it's an app on the Mac OS that you click on it and it brings up your iPhone. You can do all the same interactions on your iPhone. If you get a message, you can reply to the message. I mean, all the stuff that's on that you can do on the iPhone, you can do on your Mac, and it will do it onto the iPhone. It was kind of a cool thing. All the videos I've watched so far, it's not working in the betas. So that'll come with time. But I thought that was kind of cool. Let's see. There's going to be a new passwords app, which I'm really kind of happy about, because before you have to go into system settings, and then, or if you're in Safari, you have to go to passwords. It's like a complicated way. Well, now there's going to be like a separate app completely for keychain passwords. And all like the verification codes will show up there and all this kind of stuff. So I think that's going to be cool. I do need an app like that, simply to, go through the passwords, because I know I have several that are duplicated, and I keep getting a message saying that one of my passwords is duplicated. You need to change it because it's been found in a data breach, blah, blah, blah. But it's a password that I use locally on my computer. So you would have to be here to get it. In Safari, there's redesigned reader, which I like because I do use the reader. And let's see, is there anything else? I don't think so. So all the OSs are going to be updated in the falls at some point. So I just mentioned the things that I know that I find interesting and that I will be interested to use or, you know, play with or figure out or whatever. But now I have to say that I think the largest or the biggest announcement yesterday or on Monday was Apple Intelligence. When they were doing this demo, I was just like, oh my God, that is so cool. Like, for example, a little icon will show up. If you're writing, you know, typing or whatever, and you've got something going on, it can suggest, I don't know if that's has a separate name for it, but it suggests a rewrite and it will write it better for you. And I'm thinking, man, where were all these things when I was in high school and college? Because that would have been so good. But something like that. And it will help you get rid of things in the background and photos. It will, I'm trying to read my notes here. Oh, that is actually a big thing. Privacy is huge on Apple Intelligence, because Apple doesn't necessarily have its own like a ChatGPT kind of system yet. I'm sure they will having one. We'll have one in the future. But they have worked with ChatGPT to use their system. So if you click on something on the Apple Intelligence thing, like the writing thing, it will go to ChatGPT and get the information and then bring it back to app or bring it back to your Mac. So you have to be connected. Now, I shouldn't say that you don't have to be connected because their big thing was that the majority of stuff will be done on device. So that they're calling it on device processing. And so that privacy, you know, they're not sending information out. However, they did clarify that for some tasks, they will need to send information to like a ChatGPT or other servers to do the work and then send it back to you. In that case, they said your information is never sent. Only the data that they need to process goes to that processor. I thought that was kind of cool on privacy. They have their own private cloud compute, Anyway, the same thing I was saying. Again, big update for Siri because she's going to be able to do a whole lot more things now. I can't remember. Did they do a demo of that? I don't remember. But pretty much all of these enhancements or Apple Intelligence AI are going to be system-wide, so you should be able to do them like the writing thing should show up in Notes and should show up in Pages and should show up in, well, all the Apple apps, I should say. And then, of course, because this is Developers Week, they're showing developers how they can also include these things in their programs and their applications. Let's see. They have a new thing called Genmoji, which suggests emojis, or you can create your own emoji for the messages. They have a thing called Image Playground, where you can create your own images with different stuff. Like the demo showed like you're in the middle, and then you have like three or four choices of either words or pictures, and it will create a picture with all those things in it. That will obviously be sent to a server to do. In photo editing, you can remove things in the background using the AI thing. And as far as when the system sends things to ChatGPT, you do not need to have an account with ChatGPT. It just sends the data and then sends it back. So I think that's going to be cool. So, oh my God, I've been talking for 17 minutes. So basically, all of the OSs are being updated, as I said, and Apple Intelligence will be coming to your iPhone, your iPad, and your Mac. And right away, not all of the features are going to be available right away. They will phase them in over time. So don't expect to have Apple Intelligence up and running the first day that you can download Sequoia or OS 18 or whatever. So that was WWDC. Now, I wrote myself a little note here. Watching the whole thing, like Big Fatty said today, presentation, whatever, went for like an hour and 40 minutes or an hour and 45 minutes, something like that. And they had lots of different presenters. But I noticed one thing with the ladies, but a lot of the ladies were wearing bell-bottom pants. I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but I was looking at those pants. I'm like, holy shit, are we back in the 70s? I mean, like this one lady, she was really short, but she had huge bell bottoms. And I just thought that was funny. I wonder, did anybody else notice that? or is it just me because I'm gay? I don't know. Anyway, let me go back to some other topics before I wrap this up. Maybe this will be a couple extra minutes. But I had my birthday a week ago Wednesday. And I turned 60, as I said. Well, on my birthday, I went to my doctor for a physical. You're supposed to get a yearly physical, but I hadn't done one for like 3 years. So I went to him to do a physical, and he checked. I mean, first of all, he answered all my questions that I had because I already had a handful of questions. And then he went over like my statistics because when you first go in there, they weigh you, they take your blood pressure, they take your height and all that kind of stuff, temperature and all that stuff. And my blood pressure was so good at the doctor this time. I couldn't believe it. Usually I have really high blood pressure at the doctor because I'm nervous. But this one, I have high blood pressure. So I'm supposed to have blood pressures that are below 140 over 90. So mine was 138 over 87 or 86. And I was like, oh my God, that never happens at the doctor. So that was good. But, you know, then he did the usual stuff. He looked at my ears. He listened to my heart, listened to my lungs. All just, you know, the usual stuff you get when you have a physical. Well, then at the end of the physical, he said, we need to do an EKG. You haven't had one since 2021. And, you know, I had the heart attack back in 2019. So he didn't do it, but the nurses came in and they did an EKG. And then she said, oh, you can put your shirt back on. And they went out and took the little lead sticker things off of me, and they went out. And then like four minutes later, it was pretty fast. They came back in and said, something went wrong. We have to do it again. So they do it again. And then the doctor comes in with the printout of the EKG. And he says, this keeps showing an anomaly on here. Are you feeling okay? Do you have any chest pain? And I was like, oh my God, no, I feel fine. He said, okay, well, let me compare it to the one you had in 2021. And if it's the same, then we know that this is an anomaly. That was probably, I don't know how that happens, but it shows up that you've had a heart attack already. I don't know how it does that. But any case, I told him that sometimes when I go walking, I do feel some pain in my chest for, you know, like 10 minutes while I'm walking. But it's not like debilitating pain. Is that right? Debilitating pain or anything like that. It actually goes away the longer I go walking. So he said, well, you know, I don't know about this anomaly. If you don't feel like you're dying right now, then let's do a treadmill test, a stress test. So next week when I get back from my trip, I have to go do a treadmill test. I did one like 30 years ago, I think. And maybe it wasn't quite 30 years. Maybe it was 20 years ago. But in any case, I just remember being so exhausted on that. I really hope this one's a little bit less stressful because I don't want to have a heart attack while I'm on the treadmill. I know they're going to have me all wired up and stuff, so they'll know if something's happening. So, you know, we'll see. So then after the EKG, you know, I got to go home. But in the checkup, I said, one of my questions was, I've never had a hearing test. My husband says that I says that I can't hear, and I'm constantly asking what he said. And he said, well, let's schedule you an appointment. So I got an audiology appointment, and I was able to get it last Monday. I was so surprised at that I got one so fast. And it was interesting to do because, as I said, I've never really had a hearing test. But, you know, you have headphones on, and first of all, she looks in your ears, and she said, you have narrow ear canals. I was like, I didn't know that. No doctor has ever said that to me, and I'm 60 years old. But so she looked in my ears, she said that, and then she's like, okay, I'm going to put the headphones on. You're going to, you know, press this button. I was holding this little thing. When you hear a beep, you're supposed to press the button. Well, she said, you know, they're going to be all frequencies. You'll hear really high ones, medium ones, and low ones. You'll hear ones that are very faint and ones that are very loud. So, you know, press the button. And then, I did that, and some I heard and some I didn't even hear. So, you know, I pressed the button each time. And then she said, well, now I want to do a different test. I want to put, I don't even know what it was. Like, she called it a different pair of headphones, but it was like this little... You know what people who have a cochlear implant look like when they have that thing right behind their ear? Well, this device sat right behind your ear, and it goes over your head and sits kind of on your temple on the opposite side. And she said, now I'm going to say, well, a recording will say a word, and you have to say what word you heard. And if you don't hear a word, just say, I didn't hear it. excuse me. And I said, well, how am I going to hear it? I don't have headphones on. She goes, well, this is actually a different way people hear. And then it made me think, oh my God, that's why the cochlear implant goes there, because people hear, you know, I guess that's how they enhance the hearing. Anyway, she said a whole bunch, she didn't do it. The recording would say a word, and I say what the word is, but I'm telling you, probably not half of them, but maybe a quarter of them, I didn't even know what the word was. Like, not that I didn't know what the word was. I didn't hear the word enough to know what it was. Like I could hear the beginning of the word, but not the ending of the word. So I couldn't repeat it. And so then she goes, I'll be right in. And there's a window right behind me. And I could see that she was doing something on the computer and there's a printer and she printed out this thing. And she came in and she's like, you actually do have some relatively significant hearing loss at certain, frequencies, at certain frequencies and certain letters or combinations of letters that you are unable to hear. And then this chart actually shows it, this thing that paper that she gave me showed this graph and I start out pretty good, but then it like drops down this graph and then along that graph, it shows all the different sounds that you, when I say sounds, I mean letters or letter combinations that I am unable to hear at certain frequencies. Oh, I got an email. So she said, you do qualify for hearing aids. And I was like, oh my God, I'm 60. I'm going to have to get hearing aids. I mean, I kind of knew that was coming. Both my parents had hearing aids probably from the time they were 50. And one of my brothers has a hearing aid now. So, but only in one ear. So, but I said, oh wow, those are really expensive. And she said, well, let me look at your insurance because, insurance will help. I mean, the hearing test. God, I cannot come up with the words today. Oops, not that one. I cannot come up with the words today. So she looked at my chart on a computer screen and she said, oh no, you have great insurance. This you only have to pay 10 to 15% of the total cost. And I said, well, wait, what's the range of cost for the hearing aids? And she said, oh, they go from $2,000 to $6,000. So I was thinking, oh my God, that's roughly $250 to $650 or something like that. Or something like that. I don't know the math. But I was like, oh my God, I can totally do that. So I said, can I go ahead and schedule a hearing aid fitting and whatever the thing you have to do with that. She said, yeah, I will send you a referral to the people who do, by the way, I have Kaiser insurance and everything they do is like in the building. I don't have to go out of the building for specialists or anything like that. Everybody's in the building. So she said, well, I will send a referral over to the people. I can't think of the name of the department, but who fit hearing aids and order them and so forth. And then they will contact you about an appointment. Well, that was great. Never she did that. And the very next day I got an email from them saying, we have a waiting list. We will have to let you know when the next available appointment is. And I was like, oh damn, I was kind of hoping to get rolling on the ball with that. So I just have to wait. So actually I think I had a really good, except for my heart, Jesus Christ, this heart. Well, then again, both my parents died of heart disease. So, what was I saying? Anyway, I left the office feeling pretty good in terms of the hearing aids. I got a new medication. And the EKG thing wasn't too surprising considering this, the pain I'm having when I overexert myself or whatever. So, we're going to figure that out. And if I have to have another, stent put in, I'll let them, whatever. Anyway, so now what's coming up? I told you I was going on a little trip. So tomorrow I'm actually driving to Indiana. Well, actually I'm driving to Columbus, Ohio, where my brother lives. And then on Saturday, I'm not staying with him, I'm staying at a hotel, but four of my family members, which is less than the last one. I don't remember when the last family reunion was, but we're having another one and I'm going and my twin brother is going, and my one older sister and one younger sister are going. So there's just going to be four of us out of the seven kids. So it'll still be fun. I think I said to my sister when we were texting yesterday, I guess it was. I said, well, at least it's the funnest four siblings who are going. I said we're going to have a lot of fun. So I'm going to drive all day tomorrow to go to Columbus. It's like a 7-hour drive. Jesus, and Then we're going to have dinner, a late dinner tomorrow night, because my sister's flying in and she doesn't, her plane doesn't come in until like 6 o'clock or something. And then Friday, we're going to spend the whole day at my brother's house because we'll get to see my nephews. Well, no, they would be my great nephews. My brother's, I keep burping. My brother's daughter's kids, my niece had twins like 17 months ago. And we'll get to see those boys. It's going to be so fun to see them. And then on Saturday, we drive from Columbus to a rinky-dink town in Indiana, way out in the middle of nowhere. Typical rural Indiana and, red state, that kind of thing. Well, I think Ohio's a red state too. But anyway, and then I don't think there's going to be as many as last time. Last time there were 60 people there. I think this time it's going to be more like 40 people. So, all my cousins, all my cousins' kids. I have one aunt who's still alive. My other aunt died. My mother died and her sister died. I think it was like, this is June. I think back in April she died, I think. And I have one uncle who's alive, but he's like 93 and has dementia. So I don't know if he'll be there. We'll see. In any case, and then Sunday after all day Saturday will be the reunion, and then Sunday we're going to go back to my brother's house for some fun, playing games and stuff like that, and just hanging out. And then I drive home Monday. And then, I don't even think I said this. My husband has been away at Dolphin Island, Alabama, on his annual beach trip with his family. So he's been gone since last Wednesday, and he comes back next Tuesday. So I'll get home on Monday, he'll get home on Tuesday, then on Wednesday I have a haircut, and on Thursday I have to do the treadmill test. I'm really kind of getting worried about that. Anyway, I am so sorry I haven't podcasted for so long, and I'm sorry for the length of this podcast. I know I went on and on and on, but I am totally caught up on Big Fatty, and tomorrow in the car on the way to Ohio, I'm going to be listening to podcasts all 7 hours. And I think I'm going to finally catch up on the Geeky Gay. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for staying subscribed because you're so loyal. And Dave in Texas, thank you so much for that birthday message. That was very nice of you. And enjoy that iPad. All right, boys and girls, until next time, bye.